أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أمر ربي بالقسط وأقيموا وجوهكم عند كل مسجد وادعوه مخلصين له الدين كما بدعاكم تعودون
عموماً جلسے سے پہلے جرمنی کے جلسے سے پہلے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم حضور سیز دیٹ نارملی بفور دی جلسہ سالانہ ان جرمنی کہیں دوسری جگہ نہیں جاتا وین ایور آئی ہیو کم ٹو جرمنی آئی ڈو ناٹ گو ٹو اینی ادر پلیس اپارٹ فرام فرینکفرٹ اس لیے بٹ رادر دس ایئر دی جلسہ سالانہ از ٹیکنگ پلیس اے بٹ ارلیئر دیئر فور I had to start my journey from London a bit earlier than usual. And and those guests who came to participate in Jalsa Salana UK, the meetings with all these, they were all had to be done in a very quick way because a large number of such people came to UK to participate in the Jalsa. Large number of people from Pakistan came, but I feel that maybe many of them did not have the opportunity of meeting me because I had to come to Germany earlier. And the reason for that, for holding the Jalsa 1 week earlier, is this Jalsa is taking place one week earlier. Secondly, Amir Sahib Germany was very desirous and insistent that you have not come to Hamburg for a long time. Therefore, the visit of Hamburg should also take place. And there are certain mosques nearby. They have been constructed. Their inauguration could also take place. There are two mosques. Two mosques are going to be opened. One has been opened, which is in Strate, Baitul Karim, that has been opened. And the second on my way back in Heromwar, Baitul Sami, will be inaugurated. Ramadan this year is coming earlier. The programs of opening the mosque after the Jalsa, they have to be brought earlier. So it's obvious that after Jalsa there is no time to stay here longer. Anyway, Huzur says that today on the subject of mosques, I'm going to say something. The mosques, as we know, are made for the worship of Allah Almighty. And as such, these mosques are a very important part of the life of the life of an Ahmadi Muslim, and it should be like that. It should be that way. Because of their importance, I always try that wherever possible, I should go there myself and open these mosques myself. During the last 5 years in Germany and in other countries of the world as well, the Jamaat has been, their attention has been drawn to the construction of the mosques at a good level. And according to one statement of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, I have been constantly reminding the members of the Jamaat to this important duty regarding the construction of the mosque, as the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that wherever you want to introduce the Ahmadiyya Jamaat and wherever you want to preach the message of Islam and you want to introduce the teaching of Islam, which is so beautiful, there you always have to build a mosque. And through that, you will have the opportunity of your own training, and also the opportunities of tabligh will be there. May Allah make it this way that whenever we think of planning a mosque anywhere or construct it, then this lofty objective must always be in our eyes. So with this reference, if every Ahmadi man or woman, young and old, if they go to analyze themselves, then they would be receiving the blessings of the construction of the mosque. There was a time when in Hamburg, there used to be a small mosque which is still there, and the number of Ahmadis was also limited. And that small mosque was good enough at that time to accommodate all these people. And there was a good impact of that mosque on the neighboring people. And it is still continuing. But still, with the need of the expanding community here, you purchased a big place which is known as Baitur Rashid. There are big halls there in that building, and maybe one section is devoted as a mosque, and about 1,200 people, 1,000 or 1,200 people can offer the prayer at one time. Whenever I came, I have seen that the mosque is generally full. The members of the Jamaat from neighboring communities, they also come here. So always they were in need of putting up a marquee beside that. So that space also appeared to be rather small for the requirement. Yesterday I was looking that at the time of Maghrib and Isha prayer, the place was not good enough to accommodate all these people. Some of them, they were offering prayer in open. So therefore, today they have arranged for the Jummah in this hall. This is the blessing of Allah Almighty, that whenever we build something bigger, as a big jump, then the blessings of Allah Almighty increases of the requirement even more. And as long as we are devoted to Allah Almighty and we are trying that we always try to make the houses of Allah populated and filled with people, then Allah Almighty is going to increase the requirement and also make it available to us. So everyone should always remember that in order to further enhance the beauty of the mosque, we should always be doing our best. And how can we do that effort? That would be in this way, that in which Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that we should try to endeavor. We should try to do that in this way. And in this verse which I have just recited, Allah Almighty says that you say that Allah Almighty has commanded me to be very just for justice, and also that in all the mosques you keep all your concentration for the sake of Allah and purifying your faith. Always call upon Allah Almighty. As He created you for the first time, so you would be returning to Him. In this verse, Allah Almighty these people who come to the mosque, they have been reminded of certain responsibilities. The first duty of a mu'min is that he should be declaring and announcing that Allah Almighty has commanded me to dispense justice. And what is justice? Allah Almighty says elsewhere in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 59, it says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَى أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِظُكُمْ بِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. That surely Allah Almighty commands you that you always hand over the trust to those people who are eligible. And when you decide the matters between the people, then you should be doing it with full justice and equity. Surely this is the most beautiful advice which Allah Almighty gives, and Allah Almighty is most hearing and most seeing. So we should always remember here that that the standard of justice of a mu'min, of a believer, is established at that point when we discharge our responsibilities to Allah, towards Allah Almighty. And how can we do that? Regarding that, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says in one place that that we can only be declared true people, true believers at that time, that when Allah Almighty, whatever He has given us, we return that to Allah Almighty, or we should be ready to do so. In another place He says that the right way of doing full justice to this obligation is that was discharged by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says the meaning word of imanat means that the perfect man, that all the faculties, God-givens of all passions and desires and fear and love and grandeur and all the blessings of Allah Almighty, physical or spiritual, all these blessings which Allah Almighty gives to the perfect man, and then that perfect man, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَى أَهْلِهَا, according to this verse, he returns all these blessings to Allah Almighty. That is to say that he is completely devoted for the sake of Allah Almighty and dedicates all these faculties to Him. And all these signs, this sign was demonstrated by the example of our guide and our prophet, the beloved of Allah Almighty, Muhammad, the chosen one, the sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This example is found in him. So this is the high standard of justice, which was demonstrated and established by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But by establishing this high standard, he has also reminded us that all of us, according to our abilities, we should also discharge our responsibility, because this is the instruction of Allah Almighty, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his example, that is what you have to follow. And he is the perfect model, he is the best exemplar, and you have to follow in his footsteps and you have to do effort for that. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, when he says that we can only be declared true servant of Allah Almighty, that whatever Allah Almighty has given us, we return it to Allah Almighty or try to do so. And that is to say that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whatever example he has established and the model he has made for us, we should always be ready to follow that one, because he is the one who actually returned the trust to Allah Almighty in the best possible manner, and he did full justice to that one. And to follow that example is actually the duty of a believer, and this is actually his distinctive mark. And when this thinking is there, then only at that time you are able to discharge the requirements of justice. And they can be done only in that way. In Surah Al-Araf, Kul amara Rabbi bil qist, when Allah Almighty said this, Allah Almighty has drawn our attention to that justice That can be established in two ways. One is the duty towards Allah Almighty, our obligations towards Allah Almighty. By discharging that, we can fulfill this obligation, that we can use the blessings of Allah Almighty for the attainment of seeking His pleasure, and the trust which He has given to us by doing full justice to that one, we have to return those to Allah Almighty. And secondly, between the people, we have to establish justice. So Allah Almighty has said that for both these things, the effort for both these things is to be done. And the success which we are going to attain, that is through the blessings of Allah Almighty. So therefore, when you come to the mosque, whenever you come to the mosque, so turn all your attentions only towards Allah Almighty. You should focus your attention to Allah Almighty. When you stand up for prayer, then you call upon Him exclusively and seek blessings from Him alone, so that Allah enable you to discharge the responsibilities towards Allah, and also mutually for your relationship between the people, enable you to discharge the responsibilities. Allah protect you and save you from usurping the rights of other people, and to fulfill the standards of justice, the requirements of justice among you, among the people. So those people who offer such worships, and they perform such worship in such a way, those who would be like that and discharging the responsibilities towards people, then they would be the people who would actually absorb the love of Allah Almighty. Because these pious dedicated worships are such which are listened to by God Almighty. And then Allah Almighty is Basir. He sees everything. Everything is under His sight. So He not only listens but also observes everything. And He has got a very deep sight, penetrating into the depths, deep recesses of your heart. And He knows everything, each and everything in your heart. It cannot be said about Him that it cannot be said about Allah that I am praying to you, therefore you pray to me. Allah Almighty says that I am Basir, I am watching over you. I am watching over those things which is in your heart. I am also aware of those intentions with which you returned your trusts, and through which the prayers which you offered only for the sake of Allah Almighty. I have a full observation on these things. And all the obligations, the efforts that you did in order to discharge these obligations, I am fully aware of that. Once a person questioned the Promised Messiah that when we stand in prayer, what sort of image or vision we should have about God Almighty when we stand in prayer. Hazrat Masih Maud said, it's a very simple thing. Allah Almighty says, Uduho mukhlisina lahuddin, that with utmost sincerity you remember Allah Almighty, and always ponder over the bounties and the blessings which Allah Almighty has given to human beings. They should always be kept in mind. There are so many among you. They should analyze yourself, and they should start counting the blessings of Allah Almighty. Only then you will be reminded to the real way of offering the prayers. As Masih Maud says, that you should ponder over these blessings of Allah Almighty. There should be devotion and the idea of beautifying the good things, and the feeling should be there that He is the one who is kind and full of blessings, and always the attention should be devoted to Him. And this is the gist of the blessing, the worship, that one should stand before Allah Almighty as if he is watching God Almighty, or at least that God Almighty is watching over him. And every time of mixture, of setting up partners with Allah Almighty should be taken away. and the prayers which are prescribed in the Holy Quran, he should be using those prayers extensively and seek repentance and forgiveness and submit his sinful nature and humility to Allah Almighty. And as a result of that, a dedicated relationship with Allah Almighty should be established. One should be completely lost in the love of Allah Almighty. So this is actually, the Promised Messiah Salatu Wasalam said that this is the way to bring about the full concentration in prayer. And the best example of that we see in the person, noble person of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because he is the best exemplar for all times. And his the high standard of his complete devotion to Allah Almighty was such that Allah Almighty asked him to declare that kul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahiyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin, that you declare that my prayer and my sacrifices and my life and my death, everything is for the sake of Allah, who is the Lord of universe, all the universes. And explaining that, Hazrat Masih Maud says in one place that you declare to them that my worship and sacrifices, my death and my life, everything is for the sake of Allah. That is to say that in order to show it very quickly, Huzur says that
uska jaldi zahir karne ke liye aur neez uske bandon ke aaram dene ke liye hai,
that in order to show it very quickly and also to give it to comfort to the people, it is so that with my death they should feel comfort. And what is the meaning of that? What is the meaning of this death? He says that the objective of this verse is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, really for his kindness and in order to deliver the mankind from worries and anxieties, he had completely devoted himself for the people, and through prayer and through preaching, and in order to shoulder their worries and anxieties, and through every wise way. And he actually completely sacrificed his comfort and his desire in this way. So when a servant of Allah Almighty, when a person is completely lost in the love of Allah, or he tries to do so, then a true believer, when he will keep this example of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of his eyes, then the result of that would not be something different, except that he tries to become the true worshipper of Allah Almighty. And for the service of human beings, he fulfills all these standards of justice. And he introduces that true teaching of Allah Almighty, which he has been introduced through the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that the true justice can be established in the world. And when a person is paying attention to the worship of Allah Almighty, and also in dealing with the other fellow beings, he is also fulfilling the requirements of that responsibility, then it is impossible that he should not be attaining the high standards of piety of his self, his personal self. And he is not making further progress in this direction. So therefore, obedience to the command of Allah Almighty and to follow the example of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, actually these things, they grant a person that position, that when he is going to be present in the presence of Allah Almighty, then he comes and goes there and is there as a pure soul. In order to achieve this objective and this station, Allah Almighty says in Surah Nahl, He commands like this. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Surely, Allah Almighty enjoins upon you adl and ihsan and the kindness towards the relative people. Allah Almighty commands you to do so, and all indecency and aggression and rebellion, Allah Almighty stops you to abstain from that, and He advises you so that you should hear to that message and get lesson from it. In this verse, Allah Almighty has further explained that mechanism and that method through which a person can do justice to the requirements towards Allah Almighty, and also fulfilling the requirements of justice, he can also fulfill the obligations towards people and also purify himself. And this is actually the objective, that what is the meaning of worshipping Allah Almighty with devotion. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam explaining this verse, he says that initially the first meaning is that of this verse is that that you should have a relationship with your Creator and always keep the requirement of justice, and you should not be aggressor, never become aggressor. So as without that, no one else is worthy of worship, no one is worthy of love or dependence, then because of this, the quality of creation and independence, all these things they attribute to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty is the Creator. He is the Creator of the whole universe. He is the Creator of everything that is in there. So therefore, He is only the one who deserves to be worshipped, and people should depend upon Him. And because of His independence, because He is established there permanently, and He is going to be there for all times. And whatever He has created, He keeps there up to a decreed limit. And He is the one who has quality of rububiyat. He has looked after us even before our creation, and all the means of our required for our life, so that we can spend the life easily. He has provided us all those things. So he says, the Promised Messiah salatu wasalam says that he is the one which deserves to be depended upon. And because of this rububiyat and kumumiyat, because these are the things which only belong to him, therefore you should not associate anyone else in his worship and in his love and also in his rububiyat. And if you do so, then this is adl, justice, which is one of the obligation which is required from you. When you do so, that Allah Almighty is my Rabb, He is the one who is deserving the greatest love, and no one should be worshipped apart from Allah Almighty. So this is the justice regarding Allah Almighty which you should have to establish. And if you want to improve, go further, then that is the stage of ihsan. And that means that you are so much convinced of His grandeur and greatness, and in your worship you become so devoted and so dedicated, and you are so much lost in His love, that as if you have seen His eternal and unending beauty and glory. And after the adl, the justice, then the next stage is ihsan, that one should be able to perceive and try to have the full perception of the attributes of Allah Almighty, and one should be completely lost in His love as a result of that. And the mention of His bounties should always be on your lips. And after that, the third stage is Itai Zil Qurba. And that means that your worship of Allah Almighty and your love of Allah Almighty and your obedience, and there should be no sense of artificiality in that one. And you remember Allah Almighty, should be remembered as if you remember your parents. And it should be something like this, as a child loves his mother, and the love should be without any worldly gains or without any hope of any worldly gains. And it should not be like that when you are worried, then you come to the mosque and pray very long time. And as soon as Allah Almighty has given you something of affluence, then you forget that and you forget the prayers. It should not be like that. And then he says, and the second thing is that the kindness with the fellow beings, the meaning of this is that you should also dispense justice in your relationship to people and always be firm in principle of justice. And if you want to go further, then the second stage is ihsan, that as against the bad thing from your brother, instead of taking revenge from that, if you can do something better for him, then you do so. And in response to his mistreatment, you will always be in kind treatment. And in your kindness and your beneficence, you always do something better in response to something bad which he has done. That is ihsan. And after that, the final stage is itaiz al-qurba. And that stage means that that whatever good you do to your fellow beings, to your brothers, or whatever kindness you can do to the fellow beings, and then you are not hoping to have any favor in response to that one. But without any objective, without any hope, without any thing of expectation, you do it just as you do this kindness. Because of your close relationship to the people, a person who is related to some person, a relative, does to the other people without any expectation of any goodness in return. So the same way, so this is the final stage of the moral development, that there should be no ego and no personal gain is intended there, but the incitement for this kindness should be coming out automatically without any worldly gains and without expecting for something of gratitude or any repayment. He should be doing this goodness in a natural way, in a spontaneous way from you. So this is the beautiful commentary which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in relation to the first part of this verse. That explains that justice which is expected from such a person who is devoted to Allah Almighty, who is very extremely devoted to Allah Almighty, and we Ahmadis who claim that we are among those people who are trying to follow the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are the people who are acting upon that teaching which Allah Almighty has revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the full understanding and the perception of that in this age has been given to us by the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam. So if we only depend on worldly claims, our verbal claims, and we do not try to change our physical conditions, then these claims are totally irrelevant and useless, futile. And in this extract which I just presented, he has mentioned there are three virtues which Allah Almighty has commanded us to do. And as we have seen, that through these, the right of Allah Almighty is discharged, and also the right of the people. And in the second part of the same verse, Allah Almighty has mentioned three vices. And a person who, with utmost devotion, when he worships Allah Almighty, then it is never expected from such a person that he should be ever committing those vices which are mentioned in this verse, because Allah Almighty has made the announcement that the worships the worship actually take away from these vices and enables him to abstain from these vices and weaknesses. As Allah Almighty says, Inna salata tanha nil fashai wal munkar. That certainly the prayer, the worship, from all indecent and unpleasant things enables a person to go away from these things. So Allah Almighty invites our attention to perform a virtue after virtue so that the standard of virtue should go on increasing. And a stage should be there when a person is entirely devoted and working entirely according to the will of Allah Almighty. And every movement should be for the sake of Allah Almighty. There Allah Almighty has also drawn our attention that in order to get these vices, you should also wage a war against a jihad, against these vices. Otherwise, these vices may become a stumbling block in the way of performing good deeds. So Allah Almighty says, we abstain from fasha. And this is a reference to those vices which are only known to the person who actually commits that, and other people are totally unaware of that. Or to a great extent, that weakness and that vice is completely hidden from the eyes of the people. When a person is entirely for the sake of Allah and he becomes a true worshipper and he worships Allah Almighty and submits to Him, then he should keep himself in front of you. So looking at one's own weaknesses, one should pray so that one can overcome these vices. And when this condition is there, then this is the quality of justice which one is actually performing against one's own person. Because when there is not until there is a dedicated effort to cleanse yourself and to purify yourself, you cannot do it in relation to Allah Almighty. This condition is, and each every is good point. And this is from all of us. Allah may enable all of us that we should be performing the worship, looking after the duty. And we should, through our worship, and we should be always seeking to accept our worship and sacrifices. May Allah enable us to.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا رسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله